Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your boy, Peter King, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you by 7 hours, respectfully, and that is my show. Bray on the street, what? Bray on the street, what? Bray on the street. Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, you know, we've been bringing you some, a little bit of celebrity news, a little bit of giving you the word. Today I'm talking about interracial relationships. You know what I'm saying? Jamie Foxx spoke man with Katie Holmes for about a year. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? And then we got a little bit of positivity. Former Cincinnati Bengal, his daughter's about to be cancer free. You know, I got a little bit of other stuff coming with you too. Yeah, you're not tuned into Word on the Street, which is what people keep watching you by saying I think especially on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, work. All right, now let's get into it. It's your boy, PDP, Word on the Street, brought to you by Favorite Athletes, especially, which stands for S-O-A-R. If you want more, you can always soar. So if you're out there driving around or you're sitting back, if you work nights, you're sitting back chilling before you go in tonight, before you go soar, before you go make some money for your family. If you ain't making money for your family, you need to make money for yourself. Get ready to make some money for your family, you know what I'm saying? So whatever it is out there you're doing, just sit back, relax, chill, and relax your feet, and go ahead and listen to PDP. All right, let's get into it. All right, Leah, it's still almost cancer-free. Cancer-free. Okay, you guys didn't know, this is a former Cincinnati Bengal. He's an unrestricted free agent. His name is Devin Steele. He has a four-year-old daughter named Leah. And he posted on Instagram on Tuesday night that the doctors informed his family that they did not see any active disease in her body. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Man, she's 24 years old being diagnosed with cancer, but the second night she's going to beat it. My wife's mother, Ms. Meeks, was diagnosed with breast cancer about a year ago, and she came up out of it. So all you got to do is just give grace, give everything to God, let go and let God, and everything will be okay. But this is to go along with the story. He says verbatim, we still have to wait for her MRI and bone biopsy results later this week. Still also wrote in the caption of his picture showing him and Leah flexing their muscles. And in his picture, she looks so happy. He looks so happy. He all tatted up. She all looking because she got a bow on her head. This is actually the caption that Mr. Steels wrote. He says, the moment you get the best news you've ever received and don't know what to do, so you just flex. That's what they're doing in the picture. We got Leah's MIBG scans back tonight, and the doctors told us that they didn't see any disease in her body. They didn't see any disease in her body. That's what's up. Praise to God. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. And we still have to wait for her MRI and bone biopsy results later this week. But the doctors feel very optimistic about them because of the results from today. So for now, we can celebrate Leah Strong. That's what's up, man. You got to give it to her, man. And it also says Leah was diagnosed last June with stage 4 neuroblastoma. Since then, she was undergoing surgery to remove a cancerous tumor from her stomach, as well as other rounds of treatments that included chemotherapy and stem cell treatments. While doctors aren't only sure if all the cancer is gone from Leah's body, her father reports that they feel very optimistic, which means they feel very smart about this thing. Because of the results that Steele received Tuesday, they'll find out later this week whether the cancer has fully left her. Previously, they estimated her chance of survival is 50-50. So let's go ahead and give our prayers out to Mr. Steele and his daughter. Just continue to keep fighting, continue to keep fighting. I know it's easy to say, but hard to do, but that's one thing about life. One thing about life is everybody can tell you to stay strong, continue to be strong, don't give in to temptation, don't give in to this, don't give in to that, but experience is the best teacher. It's not really until you really go through some things where you can really genuinely say, like, hey, bro, don't do that, or to where, man, like our parents tell us all the time, don't do this, don't do that. What do we do? It turns us off to certain things, which gets me into my topic, interracial dating, which I'm going to talk about later. Oh, you do not want to miss it. This is Word on the Street with your boy PDP. Hit me up, 877-921-1656. That's 877-921-1656. And we getting with it. It's Word on the Street. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I bet you drop nothing like... Hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to get with it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. But anyway, bringing me to my next story. What I was talking about yesterday when I was telling you about when my first spring break I ever got to spend, it's Fort Walton Beach. So when I seen this come up on the news, I got to report this. Florida man busted burying crack during a police chase. You would not guess where. Some crack rock. Come on, player. Okay. A Fort Walton Beach man was charged with possession of a firearm, possession of controlled substance, and fleeing and eluding an officer after a routine traffic stop on Tuesday. Ernest Powell, that's his name, Ernest Powell was stopped driving west on Hollywood Boulevard around midnight when a Fort Walton Beach police officer noticed his expired tag. Okay, so he driving with an expired tag. They're spring break, they're looking for everything to pick you up. So that was your first mistake. Okay, so according to the arrest report, Powell was a convicted felon. Already, you're a convicted felon. Any driver wants to expire that? What's up? Shoot yourself. So anyway, stopped his car after the police officer turned on his lights. But then it took off when the officer approached his vehicle. So police put on his lights before the police got out of his car. That's when he started running. Okay, Powell ran multiple stop signs. He sped through residential neighborhoods. He eventually stopped at the intersection of Wright Parkway and Cape Drive and fled on foot for about 100 yards. Officers found him burying a hoodie in a mound of sand. So that means he still wanted to keep what he had. But that's, you idiot. Okay. The hoodie was retrieved and contained 0.9 grams of crack cocaine, multiple unknown pills, and a 9 millimeter loaded pistol. Officers also found 7.8 grams of marijuana in Powell's front pants pocket. So he held on to the weed, but trying to get rid of the crack cocaine. But any amount of cocaine or crack in Florida, that is a felony. So can we say deuces to somebody like that? Sorry, you got to make better choices. That's one thing. Everybody who wakes up every day, that's God blessing them with a gift of life. And what comes with that gift of life, they say, when much is given, much is required. And when you are given the gift of life, I really believe that is a lot given to you already. We just happen to take for granted of that waking up is just a gift of life and a big responsibility within itself. So, with that being said, sorry for that Florida man, but Lord bless you with the gift of life to wake up and you decided to not love yourself as much as God loves you. So you decided to give in to manly desires or your own humanly desires rather than just listen to the word of God and not treat your body as a temple and go down that route. But, hey, the gift of life is the gift of life itself. That's what I'm saying. And who's, like, everybody sins. Most people sin in different ways. Okay, so let's put it in perspective like this. Okay, the guy just got arrested in Florida with 0.9 crack cocaine. I had a 9 millimeter and had some weed on him, right? Okay, what's the difference between that guy who brought stuff upon himself, okay? Yes, see, everybody has faults, everybody has addictions, everybody has something wrong with them. No one's perfect in this life. So this, watch how I'm about to bring it all together. Watch how I'm about to tie it up. So that guy got arrested, right? So what difference is it for another person to show hate and brutality towards somebody who don't look like them or dance like them or dress like them? Because then that brings in hurt and pressure on another human being on themselves. So the guy who got arrested, yes, he brought everything on himself. Like I said, God's giving you the gift of life, which is life itself. So he's harming himself, but he's getting arrested because people think he's going to bring home to other people. But 9 times out of 10, once you got all that stuff on you like that, you ain't bringing any harm to other people. You really giving narcotics to kids to other people who I'm about to talk about because they got the money to buy that type of stuff. So don't lose me here. Stay with me. But it brings me to my next little main topic I really want to get to. And Jamie Foxx. I've been following Jamie Foxx since, shoot, man. Oh, no, man. I'm a study this dude. Man, before Living Color, you got, I Might Need Security. You got the Jamie Foxx Show. You got everything, man. Jamie Foxx is somebody, he got it all, bro, but he didn't have it easy. If you really do your research on Jamie Foxx, and if you really know how old Jamie Foxx is right now, it'll kind of make a little sense to you. But is Jamie Foxx ready to go public with his love affair, Miss Katie? I don't know what you think. Oh, what you laughing at, boy? No, okay, and this brings me to my interracial relationship. It brings me right into it. You guys don't know, Katie Holmes is the ex-wife of Tom Cruise. Everybody knows Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is one of the highly, supposed, allegedly the best actors. And it says right here, verbatim, off of Bossip, it says, as the ex-wife of A-lister Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes was once half of Hollywood's highest profile couples. For the past year and a half, though, since Us Weekly broke news of their initial trice in October 2013, she's been hooking up on the DL. Y'all don't know what DL means. Listen to R. Kelly. Down low. With none other than Jamie Foxx. And only Us has an exclusive first photo of them holding hands. And getting that photo on with a little game of food. And if y'all ever seen Booty Call, which Jamie Foxx, that still got some strong feet. But anyway, the picture taken in February offers a rare glimpse in the couple's undercover flirtation. As detailed in the new issue of Us Weekly, the woman in gold, actress 36, has been secretly spending time with the Annie star, 47, which I just, like, you guys would be surprised of age, since the summer before last when he wooed her at a benefit in the hint. Dating at a brother with humor and a habit? Come on. Katie Holmes, a brunette white girl? Come on. Okay. What started as a fling, which we all know what a fling is, however, has since become a long-term attraction. Right. Jamie is someone she can trust and have fun with. A mutual vow tells us of whom who shared the 8-year-old daughter, Siri, with ex-husband Cruz, to whom she was married from 2006 to 2012. 6 years, baby. She's getting everything from Jamie that she did not get with Tom. Let me read that again. She's getting everything from Jamie that she didn't get with Tom. Get your mind out the gutter. Don't be thinking it right now, but I know what you think. Okay. But Fox, for his part, is equally taken with the Dawson's Creek alum, which Dawson's Creek is the old TV show back in the day when I was a kid. You know what I'm talking about? Go, according to one insider, he even refers to her using the term of endearment, my girl, as in, hey, yo, my girl is calling it. So much more of this undercover romance, including the exclusive details on their at-home date nights, what their kids know, and how he cut his roster. Woo-hoo! I thought my life was like, we ain't cool until he cut his roster, right? I'm telling you. But until he cut his roster, I'm late to make up our own. You pick up the new issue of Us Weekly. Now, that's on Boston. And if you follow me right now, pick up that Us Weekly, man. And get some insight on Jamie Foxx and Miss Katie Holmes. But this actually brings me to my topic for today. And my topic for today is interracial relationships. Have you ever been in one? Are you in one right now? Have you ever wanted to be in one? Are you a hater of one? Or do you not allow your kids to date outside their race? This brings me to this question. Are you racist? Is that a racist act? For you not to want your son or daughter to date outside of their race? Hit me at 877-921-1656. Word on the street with your boy PDP, brought to you by Saving Athletes Respectfully on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Is it racist? Is it racist Is this a form of racism for you not to allow your kids to date outside that race? I want to know. And it's like, man, I love black people, but she can't date no black man. Why? Oh, I love white people, but my man can't date no white woman. Why? Oh, I love Mexicans. Oh, I love Asians. Oh, I love Japan. Oh, I love, oh, man, I love Japanese. I love Chinese. You know, it's definitely a form of racism. Well, let's get into this. Okay. Most relevant relationship that most of us maybe we don't know too much about, because I've been keeping a secret for over a year, but that's something we all can see. Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. Okay. Jamie Foxx, a successful black man, won an Oscar. He did pretty much did everything. Man, dropped music. But then you got Katie Holmes, successful white actress, dated Tom Cruise, the top of the actress, A-list is what they say. Not a big thing if nobody is. And Jamie Foxx used to say that he would never date a white woman. You know what I mean? So now he's going to get this work. So that's why I want to know, because I've always dated white women. I've always dated Mexican women. I've always dated Asian women. I've dated every woman besides like a black woman. Black woman never really found me attractive, at least where I'm from. Like, no black girl never really showed me any love. You know, no disrespect, unless they were like a bigger black woman. But hey, you know, to each his own. There's like no disrespect to them. No disrespect in any way at all. But those were just the only girls that was attracted to me, and I really wasn't attracted to them like that. And but everybody was cool, and we all remained friends. But the black girls who I was attracted to were not attracted to me, and they turned me on to people from a different race. And then once they turned me on to people from a different race, I didn't do that. That's when I started to like really like, well, shoot, I don't like whoever likes me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not getting no love from my sisters. So if I'm getting love from these white, Mexican, Asian, whatever they are, I'm getting love from everybody else but not the sisters. Who am I going to go with? I'm not going to sit up here and try to chase these girls who don't want me. I'm going to go ahead and just be chilling and let these other girls come get me. You know what I'm saying? So it was the black girls who actually turned me on to the other girls back in the day. But that's just my experience. That's just what went on with me. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about everybody else's situation. So with that being said, I ended up falling for somebody outside of my race. But you know, things were great, but things were not great at the same time. Just like I said yesterday, racism is taught in the homes. You know what I'm saying? I believe they're taught to their kids at a young age, which means is that a form of racism for you not to allow your kids to date outside of their race? It's because at the end of the day, when the lights go out, we all the same. We all built in God's image. But really, it's really classism sometimes, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a white woman don't want her kid with a black male or Mexican male because they going to go through the struggle. Because they already know about the form of security. You got to let a kid figure out on its own. An older woman already knows about security. She already knows about maturity. She already knows about all that. Sometimes I feel like maybe they've been wronged by somebody of that race. So they don't want to have their daughter go through it. But the more you turn, because my mom used to tell me, stay away from the pigtail white girl. Straight like that. She'd be like, Peter, you're I'm like, Mom, I ain't messing with them white girls. Even though they used to blow up my phone. Man, even though I did want a sister, but the white girl was the one who used to give me some play, even to this day. You know what I'm saying? My wife to this day is white and Mexican. Boy, I love her to death. Little sex look, man. You know what I'm saying? And boy, I'm going to tell you, and that goes to the fact to where, like, if I was to tell you a little bit of my story, and not my wife now, and it's like, I was truthful to myself. I waited, and I got what I wanted. You know, I was in a relationship back then, and it was just, I just knew there was some kind of racism going on back then. So that's why I really didn't really allow my heart to go fully there and just jump in, because I was a young buck, man. That's a little puppy love. You're talking about your first love and do all that. You know, it was some interracial dating. Everybody hated us. Everybody hated us. Everybody, even her parents hated us. My mom hated us for a while, so she got to know. So she got to know her. Then her parents hated me until they got to know me, and then that's when it was okay. But now I see everything happens for a reason, and I see God has put a little special seed in me to where I can help. And I lived a life to where most people won't get through what I've been through. Like most people won't get through what I've been through with that interracial relationship. Most people would let that break on top of performing at a level that most people can't perform at in an athletically position, and then also at an academically position, and then from a financial position, that if that would have happened, I don't know if I would be here to this day, because her and her family took me in, and I was like the son he never had. So everything happens for a reason, and luckily, I feel like God blessed me with his personality. God blessed me with athletic ability. I'm sorry. I feel like God has blessed me with my academic per se. I believe he blessed me with just enough to get up out of the hood of Muskogee, Oklahoma. I believe he blessed me with just enough charismatic to win over that girl and win over her parents. I mean, her dad, and just go from there and continue the story. Cause man, like I had it rough. I had it bad, and if it wasn't for that. Like, for those people, and then my best friends, people taking me in, which were Indians, no really, fully black people really took care of me like that. They brought me into this world. My mom and my dad brought me to this world. I love my grandma to death. I love them. I love them. You know, man, I love them to death. I still talk to them to this day. Like, I love them. But if it wasn't for people outside of the black race to help me out, I really don't think I'll be here to this day. That's why I'm all for interracial dating. I'm all for all people. One time, me and my dad was going to Walmart and riding to Oklahoma. And we seen this Asian girl at Walmart. I think I couldn't have been like 9 years old, 9 or 10. And he goes, TJ, because I'm a junior, his name is Pete too. He goes, TJ, he said, y'all see that Asian girl right there? And I'm with my older cousin Jason. And man, I felt like Jason was more his son than me. So you know, but anyway, that's another story. But he said, y'all see the Asian girl right there? He's like, yeah, we feel it. She's hot. And he was like, he said, yeah, PJ, I have you. He said, you know, I used to have a different girl every week, because he was a starting tight end at the college he played, and he was a big time athlete himself. He goes, yeah, you know, PJ, I had a different girl every week. And I'm like, man, I'm your son. Like, you hooked up with my mama. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, why are you telling me this? But as a man, I can relate to him. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm an older man. But he goes, PJ, you know, I gotta have a different girl every week. But there was this one Asian that I wish I would have, you know. And I'm looking at him like, yo, like, why are you telling me this? You know, and then he goes, right after he said that, he goes, and also, PJ, don't discriminate on no race. He said, don't limit yourself to only black women. He said, we all are the same at the end of the day. Don't limit yourself. Love all people. Be for the people, by the people. So he said, don't discriminate. If an Asian girl like you, because like when I get into my grandma, his mama, oh, man. Woo! She actually went through prejudice. She actually was a slave. She actually did go through that. So you can understand his mentality. So I see where he's coming from. So he gave up the infatuation of liking somebody from another race, end up getting with somebody with his race, and not end up being together in the long run. But in the midst of all that, I come about. So I'm glad you did it, Fox. But I understand where you're coming from. But me, have never dated a black woman. I haven't. And, you know, I'm not ashamed of it, because it's not like I've never been attracted to black women. I have been attracted to black women, but black women have not been attracted to me. So, but let me get into something. Let me tell you what I was telling you about earlier, how no black woman has never been attracted to me, but they turned me on to other races. So let me put it to you like this. They turned me up. They turned me on to the white girl, because I didn't have enough money. I wasn't rich. I wasn't what they wanted right there. But I had potential. I was in the making. You know what I'm saying? I'm a I'm a born winner. I'm a self-made man. You see what I'm saying? But once I got up and started making a name for myself and remained loyal to that white girl and remained like, hey, you know, this is my girl. Like, now we on top of the world, right? So then the black girls want to come and be like the angry black woman that you see every day on TV. Then that's when they come and want to act like that. So then I have to be like, hey, yo, pump your brakes now. Y'all the reason why we happened. You didn't see me. I didn't have enough swag. I wasn't cheating on enough women. I don't know what it was I wasn't doing that made them not want me back then. But now that I made a name for myself and I'm internationally known and you see me on the TV, now you want to come and get with me and now you mad that I'm with a white girl? Get up out of here. Get up out of here. And ultimately, I feel like that's the problem with black women. Black women, child who missing out on black men. Because majority of times, the black men that are successful people, usually, especially if you dark skin, if you light skin, that's a whole different story. You're like, oh, he's cute. But most majority of dark skin brothers, we don't get to get girls until we start getting older because we don't really get to dress and have the right swag while we coming up. Because while we're coming up, we always have to wear hand-me-downs. We always have to wear something that our uncle gave us, something that our brother gave us. So when we go to school, we ain't looking the best, but they love the Tyrese's and they love all them dark skinned brothers on TV because they got everything to come about it. You know what I'm saying? But when you in the hood coming up, you ain't got all that. You just got the athletic and you got the humor. And that's how I really feel like that's how Jamie Foxx won over Katie Holmes was with that humor. You put a dude from the hood in any circumstances, you put any dude from the hood that knows where they're going and know it has that charisma. Any dude from the hood, and you put him in any situation, whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's in Atlanta, whether it's in New York, he's going to be able to win over any girl that he wants to because of his attitude, and because girls love that. If you make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything. And girls love that. And that's why people like Will Smith, that's why people like Jamie Foxx, that's why people like 50 Cent, that's why people like Lil Wayne, Master P, all those people, Ja Rule, all those people, and Malik Yoba, I can keep going. Kyle Pfeiffer, I can keep going. That's why all those dark-skinned brothers get so many women. It's because they don't have, it's not really their looks that get them, but it's who they are as a person. It's the difference between getting somebody off of your looks. You can get them with your looks, but it is not about how you get them, it's how you keep them. And it ain't about getting married. It's about staying married. It's not about getting a girlfriend. It's about keeping a girlfriend. It's not about getting a job. It's about keeping a job. So with that being said, well, your talent can only get you so far. Sometimes people's talent is their look. Sometimes people's talent is their charisma. Sometimes people's talent is their personality. So their personality got you that job. You got to keep that personality to keep that job. If your look got you that job, yes, you got to keep up with yourself. Don't let yourself go because most athletes that let themselves go, they become fat or become real skinny. And man, so, but anyways, I've gone about that all day. We're going to ahead and cut it off right there. This is PDP, Word on the Street, brought to you by Family Athletes Respectfully, on Blog Talk Radio, interrelated relationships. Don't judge a book by its cover. Love has no faces. Love has no color. Love has nothing. Love is not what you do, it's how you do it. Sometimes you got to put your feelings aside to show your significant other that you still down with it arrive. You know? Because that's what love is. Love is loving somebody unconditionally, sacrificing yourself. Like, there's no love from a mother and daughter or for a mother and son, at least so they say. But love is what you're willing to do for that next person. You can't choose who you love. You can't choose. I really don't think so. Because that's why most people do certain people wrong. Because people end up falling in love, not looking to fall in love, but they fell in love. And then end up getting done dirty. And some people were cheap because they was like, I never imagined myself loving somebody like that. Kate Holmes might not imagine loving her. Somebody loving a black man like that, but he just did what you, he just finally put that, you know what I'm saying? He probably just did what he did and kept her laughing and probably cooked for her, and now she's in love. That's how it goes. And he probably had no intentions, but now he's in love. And that's what the interracial relationships coincide at. He never thought he could fall in love. She never thought she could fall in love because they're from two different backgrounds, as they say, opposites attract, and that's how it goes, you know. And if you're in an interracial relationship, don't let anybody else dictate your relationship. Do what makes you happy. Be with who makes you happy. And don't give a F-U-C-K about what nobody else say. You know, do you. Make good grades. Stay out of trouble. Be with somebody who loves you. And soar. That's all I got to say. That's Word on the Street with your boy PP. Tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to listen to The Recruit with Adrian Reese on Take Out of Perspective on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Just like that. And I'm out. Hope everybody have a blessed day. See you tomorrow. Same short day. Different sort of time. Tune in www.blogtalkradio/soareveryday. And then tune into The Recruit with Adrian Reese. That's another different show on 79 Perspective. With that being said, peace. Everybody say hallelujah. Have a great day.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to fly.
Prosper.